we've had enough, you know, and that's Eric Donaldson with Traffic Jam. You know, it's been a pleasure, you know, always a pleasure, you know, to be out here, you know, playing music and, you know, sharing out, you know, the positive vibration, you know. And as you all, you know, sit down this day, you know, like I said, probably in this, you know, traffic jam heading home, we wish you all the best, you know, and all the endeavors. Big ups to listening. We hope we sent out a good vibration to you. We hope you, you know, we brightened up the day a little bit. For me and Sam's, it's like I said, it's a pleasure, you know. And that was Eric Donaldson with you know, Traffic Jam, you know, in the seaplane. So yeah, coming up, you know, we will have the news at we'll have the news. And this is us signing out. It's been the Conscious Connections. We loved being here. We hope you all had a good show, and signing out. See you next week, same time, same place on the radio. We vibing up.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is enter his door, go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep. Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi. Manzi, yeah.
You think you know me?
Hey!
You're queen, but the real me, you are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of. But somewhere along the way, the thing that built me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Things as and when they happen. Main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Kazesha urges stronger law enforcement and accountability. PFMP mourns a defects to UPND. International news, Chinese national jailed for arms smuggling. And in sports news, Copa Princesses secure 2-0 away win. With the news in detail, my name is Alan Chimunya. In local news, Attorney General Mulo Kabesha has stressed the need for stronger enforcement of laws and institutional accountability, warning that legislation alone is not enough without the political will to act. Speaking during the Africa Governance, Risk Compliance and Financial Crimes Prevention Virtual Conference, Kabesha says trust in governance cannot simply be declared but must be earned through accountable institutions and enforceable laws that respond to the people. He has noted that Zambia's legal framework, including anti-corruption and financial intelligence laws, provide a solid foundation for transparency, integrity and ethical business conduct. However, he has cautioned that laws on paper mean little without consistent and visible enforcement at every level, describing regulation as a necessary guardrail that keeps economic growth on track. Kabesha has further highlighted growing threats in the digital economy, stating that cybercrime, financial fraud, and transnational financial crimes require real-time responses. He says Zambia's cybersecurity and public finance laws must evolve as quickly as the risks they are designed to address. He has warned that financial crimes such as money laundering and terrorist financing not only drain resources but also undermine investor confidence and worsen inequality by diverting from critical sectors like health, education and infrastructure. Kaombe Patriotic Front PF Member of Parliament Aaron Mwanza has defected to the ruling United Party for National Development UPND. Dr. Mwanza says his decision was driven by a desire to work with what he described as a development focused team. He says President Hakainde Hichilema has a broad vision for the country, which he wants to support. Meanwhile, Kaombe constituency PF Chairperson Goodson Lungu has also defected to the UPND along with his entire committee. Lungu says the move is expected to draw more people from the opposition to join the ruling party. He adds that many people are satisfied with the development taking place under the current administration. The defectors are received by Eastern Province UPND Chairperson Peter Piri and members of his committee. Preparations for the commissioning of the 50-megawatt Mansa solar power plant in Luapula province later this month have reached an advanced stage. Plant site engineer Prince Mbonge told the media house in Mansa that construction works are now over 90% complete. Mbonge says the solar PV farm has been fully completed with all equipment already installed. He says the facility is currently undergoing pre-commissioning tests to ensure all systems are in place and functioning as required. The plant successfully evacuated an initial 14 megawatts into the national grid in December last year, helping to ease load shedding in Mansa and surrounding areas. Still in local news, Zambia's first female civil engineer, Lucy Kasanga, has called on women in the engineering field to take a leading role in driving innovation and transformation. Her remarks come as the country moves towards sustainable industrialization and climate-responsible development. Kasanga has also called for policies that support and encourage more girls to pursue science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM careers. She says such measures would enable women to move beyond technical roles into positions such as decision makers, innovators, entrepreneurs, and policy influencers. Kasanga was speaking in a virtual address to the Zambia Women in Engineering Conference held in Livingston. At the same event, Zambia Women in Engineering Section ZWES Chairperson Agnes Mofia says the organization has recorded steady progress over the past 10 years. Mofia has noted that more women are taking up strategic leadership roles in both the public and private sectors. She has added that participation of women in engineering, institutional Zambia EIZ activities and technical forums have increased, with more stepping forward for elective leadership positions. Meanwhile, EIZ President Wesley Kalowa says the institution will continue to provide skills. In local news, a 38-year-old man has died after being struck with a metal bar during a drinking session in Senior Chief Kambombo's area, Chama District. Jimmy Zimba, a resident of Munyankanyanka village, was assaulted between 19 hours on Wednesday and 14 hours on Thursday, although the exact date of the incident remains unclear. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robert Sonwemba confirmed that Zimba was involved in a quarrel with an unidentified individual at a drinking spot around 19 hours on Wednesday. He has said that the altercation escalated when the suspect struck Zimba with a metal bar. As a result, Zimba sustained a deep wound, which led to severe bleeding. He was immediately rushed to Kamfuta Rural Health Post for treatment and was admitted there until his death around 14 hours today. Zimba has stated that the police are currently investigating the incident. Finally, in local news, police in Lusaka have arrested three suspects linked to a string of abduction cases, including one in which a 21-year-old woman was kidnapped and held for ransom before being rescued in a same-day operation. The victim was recovered.